Open the fountains and the springs, and come all to bucketing. Water, 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 I desire. Here is a house of flesh on fire. Cool it down with the right sounds. Oh, the heavenly, heavenly matrix opening up, revealing all. And now we hear the call. As you open your mind, let life be the thought. As you open your eyes, let life be the glow. As you open your ears, let life be the melody. Layer after layer after layer. Oh, yes. And when humanity, oh, yes. Once we do this thing and we then have a clean slate, when we are all on the same page, going in the same direction, we will see the light and we will benefit from the insight. And that's what you're listening to tonight. The Insight Hour, brought to you by HealthyWorldDistributing.com and Tetrahedron.org. Publishing.org. Well, we'll clear that up, and we're going to do that right in a moment, but first we're going to give it up to the Creator, and I'm going to bring in our host with the most, Dr. Leonard Horowitz. Will you please do the invocation for this evening as we launch this mighty ship on these beautiful waters of the world?
Oh, Reverend Roxy Hampton, thank you so much for that awesome introduction. This is the Insight Hour, folks. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz. Every Tuesday night we join you from the beautiful Big Island of Hawaii, mostly, through BBSRadio.com and its affiliates. Thank you so much, Don Newsom, and the rest of the Newsom family for putting together a wonderful radio network that you should tell all your friends about, because we should all be joining each other in this divine communication communion so that we can all, like Reverend Roxy says, be on the same page. Tonight, let me give it up to the Creator. Heavenly Creator, we praise you for the glorious blessings you're constantly pouring out on us, on humanity, on all of this magnificent planet. The cosmos is in balance, and so is this planet, except for human beings. And we're asking you, Heavenly Creator, in this hour of insight, where we're going to talk about the concert for the living waters, live H2O. This entire broadcast tonight is dedicated to you, Creator, because it is your water. It is your water that came before your word in the book of Genesis. That means in the beginning there was you, there was the water, and then you spoke the word into the water, and out of that water came magnificent creation. And so, Heavenly Creator, this show is dedicated to you. We thank you for all the listeners. We thank you for the inspiration that you give Reverend Roxy Hampton and myself, and we thank you for the waves that will be created by tonight's resonance, by the electromagnetic frequencies of divinity coming from our hearts into these airways, going out through cyberspace, ultimately through universal cosmic space, that resonant frequency, that harmonic vitality uplifts and serves humanity to become all that they can be, all that we can be in you. Heavenly Creator, the steps of the righteous are ordered, so I ask that tonight's audience and tonight's show go under your order and direction, and that people pray because of this revelation tonight for the fulfillment of the concert for the 144,000 in the book of Revelation 14, 1 through 6, where we sing a new song to bring praise and glory to the one glorious Creator. You, Heavenly Creator, you are our source and our sustenance, and I praise you for all the blessings you're constantly pouring out. Blessings of prosperity in all ways, because we are your children. We are your peacemakers. We are the strong carriers of your word, your way, and your water. So let us begin the show tonight, and thank you, Heavenly Creator. In Yasha's name, I praise you. Amen. Hey, so folks, tonight we're talking about education, evolution, and transformation for the prevention of extinction. Yep, this is the end times. We've got the wars, we've got the rumors of wars, we've got the great plagues, and we've got the earth changes. So welcome to this concept of how we're going to win, how we win in the end, how we're going to turn everything around. In fact, in service to the Creator, it's already being turned around. And that we're, and you, having these revelations come forward now, and declarations of divinity pour out, literally pour out of the waters of the world for sustenance and bringing us into the messianic age of world peace. That's what everybody wants. Everybody's longing for. You've got the Christians and the Jews wanting, of course, the same thing, the messianic age. The Jews missed Yeshua, the Christians did not. And that the same thing with the Muslims, they long for the messianic age. You have the Buddhists and the Hindus and all the people in the East longing for peace on earth, just like we do. And the reality is that that's only going to take place, and you know it as well as I do, not from an election, but from a service and a gifting and a blessing from the heavenly throne. That seems to be the reality. Yeah, we can love Ron Paul all we want, and yeah, we do, but he ain't going to change it. It's going to change because it's prophesied to change. All the native healers throughout the centuries have decreed that in the end times, in these end times, there would be an extraordinary event that takes place that shifts everything, beginning with the heart, opening up the heart, bringing us into divine communion, and ultimately bringing us into an age where the lion lies down with the lamb, and that, by the way, is the definition of Israel. Yisrael is where the lion lies down with the lamb. It's not a besieged state in the Middle East. And a lot of people want to say, oh, Dr. Horowitz, he's a Zionist. Well, if that's what that means, I'll tell you, I am a Zionist, where I'm looking for, not a besieged state in the Middle East, I'm looking for the rebuilding of the Holy Spirit-filled temple. And I believe that that temple is going to be built right about where we're sitting right now, not in Jerusalem, but on the big island of Hawaii. There's a lot of information we're going to be coming forward in the next several months that will give you some idea as to why I have the audacity to say that. But my friends, I appreciate your support. And tonight I want to cover the great news that we're heralding tonight for the concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O. So just stay tuned for other very interesting information to come. So I'm going to begin with this question. Could humanity's only hope for survival rest in a concert produced by native elders, by holy persons, by natural healers, by prophets, by religious leaders, and thousands of people like you who sing together the praises of the Creator in such a way, such a new way, a new song that dramatically and instantaneously, miraculously changes, transforms everything? Well, I believe that that is what's going to be taking place, and we're in the process right now of organizing it, promoting it, and even inviting the performers who have the decency and the integrity and the consciousness and conscientiousness and the understanding of what we're talking about here tonight to retune their instruments into not man's music, not man's frequencies and harmonies, but the Creator's. You know, something is terribly wrong, obviously, with the world that needs writing. The problem is affecting everyone and nearly everything. World leaders seem impotent and even insensitive. Debate and dissonance undermines harmony and unity. What's missing? The answer is simple. It's love. The hidden message in water. The fact is, pure water and love have a lot in common, including a special sound and natural volume that has been turned down so low most people no longer hear or feel like themselves. So here is an opportunity to turn up the volume of love musically, vocally, and instrumentally, broadcasting melodies and harmonies in the key of love to uplift life. Now you can help tune everyone up and into the creative music of nature, played in the key of love, hidden in water from the beginning by becoming part of this incredible opportunity. So why is water so wonderful and this concert so critical? Water actually vibrates in the key of love, broadcasting harmony that humans generally neglect. Critical knowledge for urgent times reveals the precise tones that makes water and everything natural so wonderful. Among these 9 notes, pretty simple, folks, there's not a 1,000 notes, there's not even 100. There's simply 9 notes that the Creator uses to create everything. Among these 9 is one special sound of love. That is the 528 hertz frequency, central to the entire electromagnetic spectrums of sound and light, is the key transmitting the most powerfully influential and effective blessing through water. So imagine the healing and uplifting power of an international concert developed to broadcast the world's most tuned-in artists performing in the key of love to the world's largest audience and bodies of water, which is a superconductor. Here are some facts about water. It is the supreme creative juice. Again, if you reread Genesis, you'll realize that before there was the Word, before the Word was spoken by the Creator, there was the water. If you don't believe me, go back and read it. Everything comes out of the Word having been spoken on the water that was there before the Word. Water exists universally, not just on planet Earth. NASA scientists found this out only about 8 years ago. Water connects our oceans to the galaxies. It is the main ingredient in life. It is biblically, as I mentioned, said to be part of God. That is part of the triune God. Before there was the Trinity, there was the Creator, the water, and the Word. Water forms DNA's hydroelectric matrix. It wouldn't operate. Life wouldn't exist without water. Water is the universal solvent. It solves all the pollution. It remedies blood intoxication. It is intimately involved in rejuvenation and healing. It superconducts energy and all electromagnetic frequencies, such as light, sound, and spirit. It carries consciousness, responds to prayer, it does, actually restructures microscopically in response to prayer. It discerns love versus fear. It changes its structure. When you broadcast love or fear, and the structuring is dramatic in its messaging. It contains hydrogen, a pollution-free fuel. Water contains oxygen for purification, disease prevention, even cancer elimination. That, if you've been listening to the Insight Hour, no, oxygenation and bioenergetics is the number one suppressed areas in all of healthcare. If we knew and used the water, hydrogen, and oxygen to the fullest extent we were possible, based on our current knowledge, we wouldn't have disease on this planet. Creator, remember, breathed the breath of life, oxygen, into Adam to get him off the ground. That's what respiration, re-spiritualization, inspiration, bringing that spirit in, is all about. Water is the principal carrier and rejuvenator of this oxygen. It uniquely exists, water does, in 3 states, reflecting humanity's consciousness. You have friends and you know people who are solidly fixed, like President Bush, arrogantly fixed on war-making, coldness, socially cold, not interested in what you have to say about peace on earth, got his own agenda, fixed and immovable, solid like ice. There's also people, after they get a little warmth in their hearts, the water, when it gets a little warmer, turns to liquid. It becomes movable. It's movable with instruction. And you heat it up a little more, it becomes gaseous, etheric, or spiritual. Water reflects, therefore, humanity's consciousness. So, why would you want to share this musical event? This upcoming concert for the 144,000, as it is known in the Judeo-Christian literature. It's called Concert for the Living Waters, as I'm reading it on the internet, liveh2o.org. And why would you want to participate in this thing? Well, for love, for peace, for health, for awareness, for purification, including of your body, for sustainability of everything and everyone, and for the spiritual renaissance of evolving consciousness. We are growing. We are learning. We're getting it right. And we're putting an end to stupidity. So come along with us and celebrate the music, message, and meaning of water. Discover its hidden truths that shall set you free to be all that you can be as you help recreate humanity pleasing to divinity for eternity. So let me just share with you some of the folks that have already signed on that are going to be sponsors of the Concert for the Living Waters Live H2O. The Royal Bloodline of David, the World Organization for Natural Medicine, World Organization for Natural Medicine Practitioners, Healthy World Distributing, of course, the World Natural Health Organization, the World Organization for Natural Medicine Practitioners, as I said, the Sovereign Orthodox Order of Knights Hospitaller of St. John of Jerusalem, Tetrahedron Records, Healing Celebrations. In fact, the network you're listening to right now, bbsradio.com, will be central to the Concert for the Living Waters, because the project right now, as it's evolving, appears to be most intelligently an internet interactive participative event that BBS Radio and Don Newsom will have a very, very major role to play. Wishart African Youth Movement in Africa, the Truth Seekers in the UK, Haddo Publishing, that's Dr. Emoto's organization, of course. Dr. Masaru Emoto is, of course, one of the world's premier water researchers and has brought us the message in water and the crystallography of water, showing that, indeed, water changes in response to love. Jonathan Goldman, nation's leading toning expert, and yours truly, many, many others as well. So that is what an overview of the Concert for the Living Waters is about. And we're going to bring Reverend Roxy Hampton back for a couple minutes here. I want to ask her, what do you think about this concept of having a concert giving praise and glory to God's partner there at the beginning, the Concert for the Living Waters?
I am absolutely fantastically blessed and blissed out behind this idea of this action. The word concert itself comes to mind. You know, we've been doing a lot of word searches lately as we've been trying to, in our own way, take all that's given to us in the universe. I don't know if anybody else out there has experience in just taking a word and doing a word search and reach what's the word? The etymology of the word, the origin of the word, and even down to our good friend Mitch here is here helping us with the Hebrew origin.
Beautiful.
Even down
yeah.
to the characters. We are trying to put something together here that is a concerted action, a spontaneous mass motion of approval to agree that this thing called water, H2O, is our connection. It is our tether. It's our rescue rope to the Creator, and it's a bilateral by nature. In other words, it moves back and forth. So as we begin to do this concert and we begin to bring on more and more people signing on to participate in this world-shaking event, I know that it will herald a new modality, for lack of a better word, for us to be able to change our fate. Now, that's some pretty big and tall words, but when you are dealing with the Creator, it can't be small. It can be simple, but it isn't going to be small, you see, because when you look at it all, when you open your eyes and you really look at it all, life is all around us, and now we must now relate and communicate in 2008 with this life force, and so we're creating songs, melodies, people are bringing their music in the 528, and we're just going to have a ball, and we want you to join us in this on the ground floor. Everyone a part of this will be part of it, and their input and their reactions and their feedback and all and how it all works will all be dependent upon you. Love and joy, and now it's time for you. So that's why I'm excited. You know, it's time. When you talk about concert, you're talking about a public performance, oh, but you're also talking about getting together. Getting it together and getting together. So these are the opportunities, and opportunities are never missed, people. You got to get this one. So tune in. Dr. Len, give them the coordinates again so that they can start checking out that website.
Okay, well, the website, the one that is up right now, but you stay tuned to that one. We had some technical challenges today linking it to the others. We have several websites up right now. The first one that you might want to examine is liveh2o.org. That's www.liveh2o.org. And we'll do our best to get that linked shortly to all of the other websites that are now evolving. One of them deals with this concert from a news standpoint. Another page deals with it from a scientific and theological perspective. Let me share with you some of the material from that page. This is the concert blog. A musical event we're talking about with awesome intent. An educational celebration of water's life and love in you. You are, after all, well over 80% water. You should be operating, in fact, about 86% water in most of your body areas. Well, that's a lot of God because, again, in the beginning there was the Creator and the water before the Word. So before the Creator said anything, He was swimming around having a good time, which is what we all should be doing. That's what the dolphins and the whales are doing. So join 144,000 people, including some of the world's most enlightened celebrities, simulcasting for 24 hours over the Internet, honoring nature's greatest gift, water, with grand performances in the newly discovered Key of Love. Herald the science, spirituality, and healing history of water to set everyone free from toxicity. So here's an overview. Two awesome discoveries were made recently, providing great hope for civilization's salvation and humanity's spiritual evolution. These include, number one, the musical mathematics upon which nature is built, and two, the original musical scale used by the force of creation to impact water, giving rise to the universe according to science and ancient scripture. This knowledge holds great promise in an era of critical water shortages. This intelligence and the depletion and degrading of this most precious and powerful natural resource strongly encourages the production of an educational and inspirational event featuring performances in these newly discovered keys. Especially significant may be the frequency vibration of love at 528 Hz. This proposed concert, now this evolving concert for the Living Waters, or Live H2O, according to recent revelations and scientific discoveries, might just impact water's purity and resonance, not just worldwide, but universally. A noble goal of this event is to accelerate a spiritual renaissance through water resonance that encourages a global awakening to end human suffering, environmental degradation, toxic air and water pollution, and enslaving poverty. The musical and educational components of this project are discussed in these websites, along with the need to examine human conditions threatening civilization and myriad forms of life with extinction that may be remedied by this concert. Now, your body, a vehicle of consciousness, as I said, is mostly water. What if you realize that water is actually God's vehicle of consciousness, and you are among its finest vessels? What if you learn that water and God both began history together, as I've mentioned? What if it really took effect in your heart, this truth? Would you still flush your toilets with this sacred liquid without thinking twice? Without praising water for removing your waste, transforming it into food supplies to sustain myriad life forms? Now let's get real, and let's get simple. Curious children throw pebbles into ponds to watch circular water waves radiate to the farthest shores. Others learn to water plants without pumps by sucking on hoses submerged at the other end. Once flowing, the natural energy and perpetual motion in water, gravity feeds the plants, demonstrating the uniqueness of water's molecular chemistry, embodying, literally embodying, the laws of physics. What if humanity's primary problems were viewed similarly, with childlike wonder, and solved easily by water? Could precious pure water, critically endangered globally, with the scientific community predicting pandemic dehydration, massive starvation, illnesses, worldwide diseases and depopulation, hold the answer to humanity's sustainability and evolutionary destiny? Under siege in a war against good, declared by evil, might water's unique properties be demonstrating a way out of ignorance and degenerative darkness? Good question. Most reasonable, intelligent people know that in every contest between evil and good, take out one of the O's and you got God, it is wise to love and have love on your side. In Yellow Submarine, you might remember, the Beatles sang "All You Need Is Love" while defeating the Blue Meanies, who waged war against civilization by censoring its music and imprisoning the musical instruments used to bring living color to life. Voltaire wrote, "Love is the canvas furnished by nature and embroidered by our imagination." E. Joseph Kosman said, "Love is a friendship set to music." And Henry Louis Menchkin wrote, "Love is the triumph of imagination over intelligence." Like water, love flows freely, divinely, and consciously as one of the most, if not the most, powerful, compelling forces in the universe. Like the light of truth conquering the darkness of deception, love dispels fear, overcomes hate, and vanquishes everything else evil offers. To prove this empirically and metaphorically, you can take a tiny match into a large dark room, light it, and watch the darkness flee. But you can't do the opposite. you can't take a tiny bit of darkness into a well-lit room and have any impact. Similarly, love conquers all. Holy persons have consistently decreed this truth. So if darkness, deception, ignorance, and evil appear to be prevailing on earth, what's missing is obviously someone or something carrying intelligence to ignite the light of love and truth. This special something or someone may be you, collaborating in a grand performance, a historical concert. In 1999, those of you who've been listening to the Inside Hour, you know I published the book Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse. You can get it by calling toll-free 888-508-4787. That's toll-free 888-508-4787. You can go online. Our co-sponsor is HealthyWorldDistributing.com. Healthy World Distributing or Healthy World Store. Make it a little bit easier. Both the same place, same catalog online, HealthyWorldStore.com. Get the book and get the information on the book, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse, in which the original Solfeggio musical scale was made public for the first time in history. Later, I identified three more notes in the series completing the universe's only perfect circle of sound. This musical math was confirmed to be Pythagorean and related to the ancient circular instrument studied by Plato, Aristotle, Pythagoras, Vitruvius, and Da Vinci called the monochord. The precise electromagnetic frequencies of this perfect circle of sound were subsequently confirmed by pioneering mathematicians and physicists. Marco Rodin, genius mathematician, also living here on the Big Island of Hawaii, evaluated simple patterns in math before I met him, before I knew him, independently completely, to reveal, he did, a matrix of numbers operating in multidimensional space. He concluded this musical math gives rise to the precise structure of the universe. Physicist Nassim Haramein, who, incidentally, also is living on the Big Island of Hawaii. I mention that again because in the coming weeks and months, we're going to be sharing with you extraordinary information, as I mentioned. The likelihood that this is a hugely important energy, space, energy vortex, fundamental to the fulfillment of the Hawaiian kahunas, recognizing this as the umbilical cord to the universe, whereby in the end times, this transformation and the intelligence and the frequency vibration necessary to vibrate the largest, clearest, purest body of water on planet Earth, the Pacific Ocean, this island is critical, not just to the Hawaiian kahunas, but to everyone who puts any smallest amount of research and intelligence into what I'm talking about. Physicist Nassim Haramein also makes his home on the Big Island of Hawaii. His works integrate consciousness as it relates to mathematics, geometry, and free energy. He independently acknowledged, similarly, this music's creative capacity in its production of all forms of sacred geometry. Folks, that means, I said to you, there are only 9 notes in the Creator's musical scale. Those 9 notes create everything in the universe. Everything in the universe is based on sacred geometry, and it's all coming out of the word or music played into the water. Haramein published the double toroid, or stacked double donut-like shape of the universe, and concluded it resonates to this musical math. Now, prior to many books and documentaries and films that have come out in recent years, Healing Codes for the Biological Apocalypse featured the amazing findings of Japanese water researcher Dr. Masaru Emoto, with whom I collaborated in 1999, advancing structured water science. Dr. Ron Sakely's team of chemists at the University of California had published in Science, esteemed journal, DNA's spiraled structure related to its water content and hydroelectric energy. This team proved that DNA structure, like galaxies spiraling to the music of Fibonacci's series of numbers and Nikola Tesla's energy amplifying coils, was intimately affected by water of a special kind. Genetic structuring and electrogenetic communications, they concluded, relied foremost on hexagonal-shaped structures or clustering of water molecules. Dr. Emoto was the first investigator to actually photograph these unique structures, using a pioneering protocol that allowed him, and now others, to capture on film snowflake-like images of flash-frozen water. He concluded in numerous publications, including two New York Times bestsellers, that each water sample uniquely provided a message reflecting consciousness, even personal responsiveness to people conducting the experiment or taking the sample. His photographs provided persuasive evidence of water's responsiveness, as I mentioned earlier, to prayer, to pollution, to mental-emotional agitation, and imaginative projection. A most compelling series of structures captured by Dr. Emoto in steam samples taken from this property on the volcanic vents, from the volcanic vents on the Big Island of Hawaii, clearly illustrated the ancient Hawaiian kahuna's theology that Earth's rebirth would come through an umbilical cord stretching from the top of Mount Mauna Kea into the depths of the universe. In 2007, while studying the Vitruvian Man by Leonardo da Vinci, you know what I'm talking about. That's the image, the most famous graphic image, piece of artwork in the entire planet. It's the image of a person with four arms and four legs and a head in a box in a circle. That's the Vitruvian Man. I realized that the box in this drawing representing earthly limitation or Babylonian arrogance or popular ignorance confines the universal man in a fixed position in front of a wise woman whose face and chest is hidden in this graphic. She alone stands in the circle behind the man, the center of which is her reproductive creative organ, the umbilicus, the umbilical cord to life. The circle represents all creation, according to art historians, the universe at large. I concluded that the circle depicts the monochord instrument that plays the perfect circle of sound as Da Vinci learned from his mentors. Now the third note of this cosmosonic circle and the ancient solfeggio musical scale is the note mi, M-I, short for mira gestorum in Latin or miracles in English. This tone vibrates at 528 cycles per second or hertz frequencies. It lies at the center of the rainbow and adjacent Vitruvius's heart. As per traditional Oriental medicine, the heart chakra radiates the color green at the center of the rainbow. This key is central to both spectrums of sound and light. Dr. Emoto's Hawaiian steam analysis included a rare heart-shaped cluster, and from his earlier studies, he concluded that the main message in water for humanity is love thyself. Now, of course, all of these images are going to be and are actually currently online on the websites that have to do with the concert for the 144,000, the concert for the Living Waters, popularly called Live H2O. So if water and love are so exquisitely central to life and all creation, physically and energetically or spiritually, why has water become so polluted and love so challenging? More importantly, can a single concert remedy these problems? All right. Now, given this background, the answer to Earth's primary problems addresses humanity's ignorance about an unrealized connection from, or I'm sorry, disconnection from, water and love, both fundamental to nature. Most Earthlings are daftly dumb about the way these assets operate within their own bodies, embodying the primary laws of physics, mathematics, and musical metaphysics. Academic instruction grossly neglects these multidisciplinary fields. As a result, people, in their ignorance, make choices inconsistent with sustainability and natural resource conservation. For example, disconnected from esteeming themselves as an embodiment of God or water, love, and nature, all operating within them, people choose to sabotage themselves and their environment, intoxicating both. Instead of honoring these resources and themselves as sacred, schools and the media teach, and people subsequently practice, undisciplined consumption, lesser local production, and competition versus collaboration for economic, not ecological, development. For this triumph of evil over good, again, take one of those O's out, you got God, people are reaping the rewards of poverty, disease susceptibility, and premature mortality. The media must be put to better use, providing edutainment targeting this deficiency. The Internet, with its capacity for interactivity, offers great hope in this regard. Mistakenly and egocentrically, people are programmed by the mainstream media and educational systems to consider themselves superior over other life forms. As a result, we generally exercise ecological dominance versus practical subsistence. Rather than sensitive and appreciative stewardship of nature's resources, nihilistic disrespect for inner self and self-sabotage, reinforced by the evolutionary theory of survival of the fittest, destroy man's empathy for the environment and other life forms. In addition, the mainstream media consistently broadcasts environmental threats more than blessings, issuing messages of fear and perceived scarcity of resources. This sick and sensational status quo has generally reinforced humanity's delusional separation from nature. Even public broadcasting educational television like Nova and the Discovery Channel has ignored the truths about water discussed here. News providers accept, even encourage our leaders making inhumane and counter-natural decisions, allegedly advancing economic solutions to modern problems while actually undermining ecological cohabitation. A large-scale, multinational, multicultural musical event dedicated to public education about water and the value in loving, respecting, and celebrating its myriad attributes and applications may be crucial in securing the desirable transformation in attitudes and behaviors jeopardizing our planet and this most wonderful natural resource. Well, let's look at the higher potential for a minute in the concert for the living waters. The words resource, as in natural resource, suggests a renewal of nature from its origin or source. This is a critical aspect of understanding water's unparalleled capacities that make it literally divine. In the beginning, as I mentioned, the Bible explains it. There was the Creator, and before the Word, there was the water. Everything in the universe is written to have come from the frequencies of sound or music, spoken or sung by God to this liquid part of the cosmos. Increasingly, science is evidencing the accuracy of this creative theology. water is a sensational superconductor of sound. Using this attribute, a whale singing right here near Hawaii can be heard halfway around the world, near South Africa. Dolphins sing underwater, bubble rings into existence, then sonically illuminate them. That's called sonoluminescence, much like the book of Genesis records God did to create a dome within the water from which the sky and earth was formed. Moreover, according to recent determinations by NASA investigators, water, as I mentioned again, is present throughout the universe. Space is not a vacuum, folks. We were lied to. It's full of water. Thus, water serves as a universal broadcasting medium. You remember the child that throws a pebble into the pond? The waves go to eternity, at least to the farthest shore. What's the farthest shore in the cosmos? In other words, water is part of the triune God, the creator, the water, and the word. Sound, or musical math, establishes and enforces the laws of physics, compelling you, everyone, and everything to go with the flow. As you may already have learned the hard way, resisting the force of nature and natural law causes pain and persistence of displeasure, like sin in the religious world or negative karma in Buddhism. Resisting the flow is stressful, like jumping up against the force of gravity. It can be exhausting and damaging. Gravity also means dire consequences or forcefulness. Poor choices are weighty and costly in this way. You can not jump up against gravity or swim against the current for too long without putting your life at risk. So it is actually self-destructive, virtually crazy to go against the flow of water. People may do it all the time, unconsciously, especially for kicks or money, but not without consequences. Recall the use of water for cooling nuclear reactors and discharging its wastes. That's what miseducation tolerates, misdirection and misbehavior. Eventually, this teaches, karmically, a big painful lesson. If you're going to go against the flow, against the laws of nature, eventually you will need to pay the price. Now here's the solution. It's in water, and it's about love. The answer to the world's problems lies in promoting the simple intelligence and honoring this powerful, incredible resource called water with love, offering it through music and creative talent. Now, isn't that exactly what the book of Revelation calls for in Revelation 14, 1 through 6? Let's host a concert and call it Live H2O. We'll substitute the Greek phi symbol representing the golden ratio in geometry and mathematics and the Fibonacci series for the letter I, celebrating the musical mathematics and spiritual dynamics of love for water. This is more than a sales tool, folks. It's even more than a good idea. It is humanity's only hope for thriving, not just surviving. You were made to thrive, by the way, not simply survive. This is the quintessential message of love in the revolution Jesus and John Lennon preached. This is called righteousness in the religious world. Imagine there is no heaven beyond water, which is inside and all around you right now. It's easy if you try. In a minute, you'll see why water is God's creative juice connecting heaven and earth a bit better. Generating a self-perpetuating, infinitely expanding wave of love, thus bringing heaven to earth, is the goal of this concert for the Living Waters, Live H2O. The verb to generate points to the benefit this concert might have for humanity. The verb breaks up into two words, gene and rate, signifying genetic accounting, as though you can compel DNA energetically to affect humanity with love. And indeed, that's what the science has now strongly indicated. That's our capacity. Water, like the opening examples of throwing pebbles into ponds and sucking on hoses, carries self-sustaining energy, enabling DNA to operate, sending sound and light signals through your body to have this body current and this curiosity in science be transmitted. Both water and human genetics have the law of entrainment operating. Entrainment means getting on the train. Theoretically, once you board the Waterworks Express, something wonderful happens to you, especially in your heart, energizing your DNA and attuning every molecule of water in your body and every strand of your genetic material to a more harmonious resonance, a frequency called love, which we've now identified as 528 hertz, cycles per second, central to nature and the musical mathematical matrix of the universe. So here's the methods, here's the materials. It's right here before us. The Concert for the Living Waters, or Live H2O, will engage a wide array of professional musicians and vocalists, all tuned to either 417 hertz, that's the resonance frequency, or 528 hertz, the love tone, as per the second and third notes of the original ancient solfeggio musical scale. This will be done for ease of administration also, because the 417 hertz frequency, the re note, again stands for resonance fibris in Latin, that's the resonance that carries a small signal universally, resonance in English. It is also dictionary defined as a unit of magnetic field strength, a small periodic stimulus of sound that vibrates so closely to the fundamental universal frequency that the tone, through acoustic entrainment, produces a profoundly large effect. That's 417. Now, tuning instruments to these tones, 417 and 528, was made easy by the Korg company that sells synthesizers and an inexpensive tuner that adjusts to 417 hertz for string instruments. 417 is the ancient A tuning, as opposed to the modern standard A440 hertz. Alternatively, tuning forks are available for the 417 hertz and the 528 hertz frequencies. Again, you can get that by calling the toll-free number I mentioned through healthyworlddistributing.com. So that's also, besides that, you have 528. There's a tone generator online right now that you can get through my website and the blogs that I've been contributing to. You can start at lovetherealdavincicode.com. You can go to Dr. Len, that's drlenhorowitz.com. Ultimately, do some searching therein, and you'll find the tone generator for retuning musical instruments for the 528 hertz frequency of love. The water venue. Now, we've got to wrap this up, so let me just say this. The venues for Live H2O will primarily be the Internet and affiliate broadcasting networks worldwide, simulcasting with 8 or 9 live concerts located adjacent large bodies of water. In this way, our music may be readily transmitted globally and through the water universally. We already have people who say that Niagara Falls State Park, the commission has said that their park next to Niagara Falls, which is, by the way, where Nikola Tesla's first energy electricity generating plant was. This water flows to the Seaway, St. Lawrence River, to the Atlantic Ocean and beyond. This is also a great venue. People are already bringing us the venues. Don Newsom, we're at bbsradio.com, is going to be heavily engaged in sponsoring, being one of the first pioneering sponsors of the concert for the Living Waters. So it's a privilege and pleasure to join you every Tuesday night on the Inside Hour at bbsradio.com. The amount of information that water that is about water in terms of the educational content that will be shared in the Concert for the Living Waters will have to do on the next Inside Hour to complete this segment. And as always, I greatly appreciate the fact that you've spent this past hour with yours truly and Reverend Roxy Hampton. Please spread the word, bring more people to BBS Radio, the Inside Hour, and to the Concert for the Living Waters. I'll speak with you again next Tuesday night. Be blessed. Bye for now.